Okay, today we're going to start a new zman, so a new simon. We did Kuf Pei Gimel, Kuf Pei Dalet, Kuf Pei Hei, Kuf Pei Vav, and the very beginning of Kuf Pei Zayin previously. What follows are Hilchis Ksamim and Hilchis Vestais, which we're skipping at least for now. And we're coming to Kuf Tzadik Vav, which is Nayig on a weekly, on a monthly basis. What we call, what we call the 5 and 7. The din of 5 days and 7 days that a woman needs before she goes to the mikveh. Now, before we begin, the halacha of 5 and 7 is not adequately understood by most people who learn Hilchas Nida and never get to the Shulchan Aruch. The reason that you need 5 days before you start the Shiva Nikiyim, as well as the Shiva Nikiyim itself. Now, the din of Shiva Nikiyim I mentioned to you a while ago, that really a Nida min HaTorah does not need Shiva Nikiyim. Min HaTorah, a Nida sees, she counts 7 days, and and she goes to the mikveh, even if she sees on the seventh day. That night, she goes to the mikveh. A Nida does not need Shiva Nikiyim. A Zava does need Shiva Nikiyim. What is a Zava? A Zava is someone who saw Dam during the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. Every month, a woman gets a period and counts 7 days for Yemei Nida. A normal, healthy woman, after 7 days, should not be bleeding, should not have dam in the next 11 days. That's called Yud Aleph Yayin, Shebei Nida L'Nida. If a woman does see dam, she sees dam once or twice, that's Shemeres Yayin Keneged Yayin. She only has to keep, she's only tummy for 1 day. But if she sees dam 3 days, that's called Zava Gedayla, a true Zava, and she needs Shiva Nikiyim. That's the only case where a woman needs Shiva Nikiyim in HaTorah, a Zava. B'nais Yisrael, Echmiru Ha'atzman, Shafila Reyes Tipas Dam Kachardel, Yeshevis Olav Shiva Nikiyim. Gemara says that originally it was a minig of B'nais Yisrael, Reb Zeira made it into a takana, that for various combination of various chumras, we have our halacha lamaisa to keep Shiva Nikiyim, and that's halacha psuka, we need Shiva Nikiyim. But in its origin, the din of Shiva Nikiyim is a din of a zava, and not really a din of a nida who needs 7 days, but not Shiva Nikiyim. That's the din of the seven. That's something that we had mentioned in the past. He's the Baal Memra. But he said, no, I go.
Why so such a chumra to say even this word just to stay? Because even a Zava that saw just once is telling me it's Shemeres Yayin. So why would they keep 7 days for that?
Right, so it's a combination of a number of chumras. We are not bekiyim in Dam Nida and other Dam. And we're afraid that she'll have Dam and we'll count those days as the 7 days. And we'll mess up our counting and really it'll be in the Yud Aleph Yayim because the previous cheshbon of Dam was not real Dam. It's all part of this of a cheshbon of Einon Bekiyim and what's called dam, and the counting will be off.
That she at least has seen the flow of a few days, so we don't know which days are the from. But as a
what's going to happen is she'll bleed for 7 days, and then we'll think it's Yud Aleph Yayim. If Yud Aleph Yayim and she'll bleed, we'll say it's Dam Nida. But maybe not. Maybe when she bled 7 days, maybe the first 4 days were not really Dam Nida, and the 7 days started from the fourth day, and then the 11 days started later, and we think the 11 days are up, and it goes back to Yemei Zava. Maybe those it goes back to Yemei Nida. Maybe those are really Yemei Zava. Maybe the whole calendar is off because of a lack of bikiyas and dam. And those 3 days of which we think are the anida might really be zava. So therefore, there was a light plug. You're saying even if she sees once, why is it that way? Okay. Anyway, this is the halacha psuka of dam nida. Maybe that's why we don't teach chasadim this whole thing. They'll start being mekel, and so we just tell them the halacha psuka. What about the 5 days? Why do you wait 5 days? It's also a misconception. Most people learn the halachis, they learn what to do, they assume that 5 days, most women need 5 days to clear up, so you have to wait 5 days. So that's not the reason at all. And we're going to learn a little later in this siman, I can get to it today, but the reason for the 5 days before the seven has nothing to do with the fact that most women bleed anyway, nothing at all to do with it. Now the reason, it's negated to the first Taz, so I'd like to explain it now, even though we're going to have it, not this week, but the following week in the Shulchan Aruch. The reason that you need 5 days is the following. There's a din in the counting of Shiva Nikiyim. Now, the din that if you see blood during the Shiva Nikiyim, they're not Nikiyim, that's obvious. There's another halacha that if an Isha is Poleta Shechva Zera means there was a Bia, and Shechva Zera was deposited in her guf. When that Zera comes out, does not make her a Nida, does not make her a Zava, but it doesn't count as a Yayim Naki. It's not a Yayim Naki because Poleta Shechva Zera is a type of Tumah. It's a Tumah until the Erev. It's a Tumas Hayai. But there's a... let's see if it passes. But anyway, there's this din that Peletes Shechva Zera doesn't count. Now, we're afraid that a woman will be Peletes Shechva Zera and she won't notice it. For how long is Peletes Shechva Zera? So we have a Kabbalah that for 72 hours after Tashmish that the Zera is viable. It has a din of Zera for 72 hours. We learned that upstairs Shabbos afternoon in the Gemara. So Dr. Babbage, who's not here today, but who teaches biology, he asked me, how did Chazal know that? How did they know that Zera is viable for 72 hours without a microscope? How could they tell? So I told him that they got the information from the manufacturer. So Zera is viable for 72 hours.
It has to be smart.
Which means...
The Pesach is like the reality.
Pesach creates the reality.
Pesach creates the reality.
So for 72 hours, now that means that if she's Peleta Shiva Zera, she's starting to count. She sees Dam, she wants to count Shiva Nikiyam. She saw a little bit of Dam and that's it. She wants to count Shiva Nikiyam. With Chayshish... for Plita Shechva Zera for 72 hours. 72 hours typically covers 4 days. Because unless the 72 hours starts at exactly Shkia, it spans part of 4 days. Someone has Tashmish at midnight, then she sees Dam later that evening or the morning. So she's Chayshish from that midnight, let's say it's midnight going into Sunday. So then till Monday, till Sunday going into till going into Monday, going into Tuesday, going into Wednesday. So, yeah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have 4 days of what we call 5 and 7. 4 days. The first day is Mitzaseyam Kekulai, whenever she sees Dam. And 3 more days, she needs 4 and 7. So the Ikar Hadin would be to require 4 and 7. There are cases of Shasat Chak, where we're Mekel, and with certain Tziruf, and we'll see later, that a woman could be 4 and 7 as opposed to 5 and 7. But the Ikra Din is 4 and 7. Why do we have the 5th day? So it's a Chumrah on top of a Chumrah. The reason we're Naig a 5th day, this is important to understand the reason, is Shema Tira Bein Ashmashis. That's just some more water. Shema Tira Bein Ashmashis. She might see Dam Bein Ashmashis. And if she'll count 4 days I shouldn't say shematira dam. She might have zera in her from Ben Hashmashes. And when she counts 4 days, it'll go into Ben Hashmashes of the fourth day into the fifth day. And Ben Hashmashes of the fourth day going into the fifth day is going to be the Ben Hashmashes of the fourth day going into the fifth day, where she can still be Pilot Shechva Zera. So because of a chash Ben Hashmashes, you need a fifth. The whole 5 days, I really appreciate it. What? It's nothing to do with them. Live and learn. You hear that? What? Right. So 72 hours is the Ikra Din of the Chashash Plita Shechazera. The extra day is a Chashash of Bein Hashmashes.
Now,
Bein Hashmashes, maybe the 72 hours are going to start. When was Shkia yesterday? 7:26. Right. All right, the Chashash will be in the winter. This will be 7:26. 72 hours later, 3 days later, at 7:26, it'll maybe be into the next day.
The day's getting shorter. You're counting the first day Bein Hashmashes, and you're counting the second day Bein Hashmashes.
We're afraid the person will count the previous day as day one of the four. And really, it works with counting the next day.
Right, it's really almost for a toss.
So yeah, so it's a chumrah gabi chumrah. There's a big nafkamina. Nafkamina is if a woman today sees dam bein hashmashes, she has to count 5 and 7. If lemaisa she sees dam bein hashmashes, we're makel to count the previous day as day number one. She already have worked into the system a chashash for bein hashmashes. So therefore, and that's what we're going to see soon in this mashal, is that if you do see Bein Hashmashes, we're makel, that the previous day is day number one, and 4 more days is for the 5 and 7.
In other words, if you today at 7:26,
right,
it would be count
Sunday as day one, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night, and make it up sit down. So, now if she sees Dab 6 days, or 7 or 8 days, then of course she can't keep shivin the key until she clears up. But in the case where it's fewer days, yeah, the reason, so as I said at the outset, there's a big misconception in the Welt. When you learn the halachis, halacha l'maisa, there's a misconception as to why you need shiva nikiyim. And there's a misconception as to why you need 5 days. Both, it's maybe better that way. People shouldn't jump and be mekel, say, oh, it's a chumrah, it's a shulchan aruch. So the 5 is a dina de shulchan aruch, but this is the origin. And the Shivan Akiyam is the Dina de Shulchan Aruch, the Dina de Gemara, but it's also a halacha psuka, even though it comes from a Chashash Zava. Okay? So we're going to learn the Ashita is that if the husband's away, you can be Mekel, and we'll see when we're saying on that, if it's a light plug, or. Right, we'll see. Okay, this is the. 72 hours is May Slides. Right? That's why the Bein Hashmashes is a concern. Okay. So that'll be a Machlis Mechaber Ramah. The Ramah says there's a light plug. Not doing B is not enough. That's why you are also with B. You are also. Okay. So this is the. It's interesting. One of the things that Rabbanim always struggled with was women who have very short periods and ovulate on day 11 or 10 and they just can't go to the mikveh in time, and it's an issue. So one of the eitzes that's brought in the Paiskim, that's me, a woman who has a very short period and she bleeds very little, she doesn't need 5 days to clear up, but she needs 5 days because of Shulchan Aruch, but she bleeds, let's say, 2 days. She wants to go to mikveh after 2 days to be able to ovulate the time of bia. So the eitzah we give them is to skip months going to the mikveh. In other words, she sees dam, bleeds for 2 days, doesn't count shiva nikiyim. She waits another 15, 16 days till she gets a period again. Now when she gets a period again, she doesn't need 5 and 7. She was asa b'bia. It was not someone's asa b'bia doesn't need 5 days. She already has her 5 days. She had already 17 days from her original blood. So for her, she bled on the first of the month. And then she waited. She got a period again the 18th of the month. and she bled 2 days till 20th. Now she can go to the mikvah. She doesn't need 5 and 7. She has already 20 and 7. She just needs shivnikim, but she doesn't need the 5. Okay. Now this is all based on the understanding of the 5. She needs 4. Where? In my case, I'm saying now, she has 20. She has 20. She got a period on the first of the month. Didn't go to mikvah. So she had 2 days of bleeding, 16 days clear, but she didn't go to mikvah. And 2 more days of bleeding. I'm being mutter. Yeah. The 5 is totally in being mutter labayla. If she's muteris labayla, a kala before the chuppah, we tell them to do 5 and 7 just for practice. But they don't need 5. Really, as soon as they clear up, they can do shivnikim. So kala before the chuppah, she was in need all the time. So memela, she doesn't really need. She doesn't need the 5.
Why not 3? If she's very small period, why she can't 3?
But the 3 is a problem because of pleat tishuk vazera.
She's a normal kala.
A kala, yeah, a kala doesn't really need 5 and 7. You tell her 5 and 7 for practice, but if it's tight, as soon as she clears up, she can just keep shivin the kiyam because she's asala by the whole time. She doesn't need the whole life, and her whole adult life. Okay, so this is the Hakdama, the explanation of 5 and 7. And what we're going to deal with right now is the beginning of the Shiva Nikim. What the Shulchan Aruch begins with, the Kuf Tzadik Vav, is how do you start Shiva Nikim? Now we're taught, as Chassanim, that to start Shiva Nikim, you need a 3-step process. You need, at the end of the 5th day, whichever day she's clearing up, She does 3 things. She does a bedikah. She gets a good bedikah, which includes washing around her body and doing a good bedikah. If that bedikah has to be mba'ayd yayim, we'll learn soon how early it could be. Then she needs a maich dachuk. A maich dachuk means she takes a bedikah cloth after her bedikah. She takes another clean bedikah cloth, inserts it into isamakim, and leaves it there till Laila. What is Laila? We'll talk about what's considered Laila, the old Talmud. But the Maich Dachuk is left inside the guf from the end of the Yayim till the beginning of the Laila. And the third thing is the Levishas Halavanim. She has to put on white undergarments. Some people say Levishas Halavanim. I've yet to see women who wear bricks. So it's Levishas Halavanim. They put on white clothing, which is the white clothing for the coming days. Now, the Shulchan, this is all here in Kuf Tzadik Vav. We start with the Hefsek Tara. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Shivas Yomim Shazova Seferes, the 7 days that a Zava counts. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Zava counts, because that's the truth. It's a Zava counting. Just we are always machmir to do like a Zava. Maschilin, it says in the Teres HaShlomim Aleph on the bottom of the page, Azava sefer es bezman hazeh kulam kezava. That today everyone's considered to like a zava. Shevinu rachachamim afilu reiti pizdam kecharidol kabuleil. So back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shivas yamim shazava sefer es maschilim memachras yamim shapaskabai. It starts the first of the 7 days is the day after when she stopped bleeding. If she bled for any part of a day, then that day is not a yam naki. The next day is the first, for kach mishpata. And this is her din. Im tire beiz yamim aygimel. We're saying now, assuming she bleeds for 2 or 3 days. Now, if she bleeds for only 1 day, we're going to learn sif beiz. Sif beiz is rasi yanecha bilvad. We're going now on sif aleph, which is she bled 2, 3, or more days, which is typical. Upaska meleirais. And she stopped. By dekes biyom shepaska, she does a bedika when it's still day, on the day that she stopped bleeding. Why? Kadesha tifsik betara, so that she should be paisik. She should end the previous days with tahara. Ubedika zu tia samach lebein hashmashis. Lechatchila, that bedika has to be as close to bein hashmashis as possible. Vechei daigin lechatchila. A very important Ramah. Ramah says, b'di'evet, Sometimes you have women who are at work. And Shkia could be 5 o'clock or 5:30, and they're nervous that they'll be able to do a Hefsek Tara. So in the morning, she should try to do a Hefsek Tara. And that will be a good enough Hefsek Tara if she misses later. Because b'di'eved, rak b'shachris, motzah Torah is also sagi b'kach. It is for everybody.
Did she wait
and
till she wait the
Levonim
then also, maybe?
No, she doesn't have to wait till the night. Ula'oilam yilmid adam lahach v'lechatchila b'seich b'esai, she'tehei b'idekes b'yem efsik tarasa b'meich dachuk. Now here, listen to the language. The language is clear that it's a chumrah. Ula'oilam yilmid adam lahach v'lechatchila b'seich b'esai, she'tehei b'idekes b'yem efsik tarasa b'meich dachuk, v'shiyehei sham kol b'en ha'shvashis, because that bedika, you're certain she's not bleeding when the day starts. Rashba. The idea of a meich tochuk in most cases is not a din, is not mentioned in Chazal and the Gemara. It comes from the Rashba, and it's a chumrah. It's certainly not something that's ma'akiv. So this is the simple idea. They have sitara. You need a bedika b'baydayim in order to count the following day as a good day. What is the lomdis of this bedika? So the lomdis is that she has cheskes mayona pesuach. The lashon of Chazal, mayona pesuach means she's bleeding. Her mayin, her sores is open. She's bleeding, and she switches over to mayona sosum, to having a sort of a chazaka, that the mayon, that her source of bleeding, is now sealed, is closed. And now, we do bedikas, we assume that there's not going to be any dam. Now that's the language of the Rishayim. In Sif Yud, we're going to have a little bit of a difficulty in this. We're going to get to it much later. But this language is the language that's across the board. La'zika, to give her a chazaka, that mayon asasum. That's the idea of the bedik of a hefsek tara.
Now, a lot of times it means a half an hour.
Certainly, samach is always within the half hour is fine. Now, here, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, Tshuva Samach, points out in the oimek of the lomdis of a bedika, a very important point about this bedika. Listen carefully, and you'll see a nafka mina. Normally, a woman does a bedika, let's say during the Shiva Nikiyah. What is she looking for when she does a bedika? She's afraid that she was bleeding. So let's say, during the Shiva Nikiyah, she does a bedika at the end of the day. She's looking that maybe there was dam during this day. So Chazal have an expression that we're going to see. She has to be baidik yafa b'chur no b'stakim. She has to do a good bedika in all the folds of the skin to make sure that there's no dam. Because if any dam came out any time during the day and it's still in her body, in the proizdar, then that's dam nida. So a normal bedika is to catch the dam. Now I really have to be magdim that dam nida comes from the uterine lining. Okay, the mitzias in the gufa isha is that there's the proizdar, the vagina, the passageway that leads up to the uterus. The mouth of the uterus is called the cervix. The cervix is like a pear-shaped organ, upside down pear-shaped. The top of the pear is the lips of what we call the piha makar, the mouth of the makar. That's the cervix. The uterus, in a normal woman, there's a shedding of the uterine lining inside the body every month. And any dam nida is only bleeding from the uterus. If a woman bleeds from the vagina, she has a maka, or even from the outside part of the cervix, that doesn't make her a nida. Now, she won't know. She finds dam, she won't know. But if a doctor tells her, a bedekas tells her that you have a maka, that's maitzi dam. So that's not dam nida. Dam nida is blood from the uterus. A person can't stick her finger into the uterus. You stick it up the vagina. And you wipe the vagina. What are we looking for? During the Shiva Nikiyah, we're looking for dam that came in the previous 12 hours. That's a normal bedika. Akiva Eger makes the following point. He says, this bedika, the bedika that's before the Shiva Nikiyah, Why are we doing a bedikah? We're not doing a bedikah to see if she bled in the last 12 hours or the last 24 hours. No. We're doing a bedikah to know that right this second she's not bleeding. Right now there's no dam coming out. So Bikimega says, really, Minadin, we don't need a bedikah b'chur to b'stakin. We don't have to make sure the walls of the vagina are clean from dam. We have to make sure that nothing is flowing from the uterus at this moment. Nothing is dripping out of the uterus at this moment. It's a totally different bedikah than all other bedikahs. When she does a bedikah during the Shiva Dikiyim, or at the Yom Haves, any other time, she's checking for dam that came out in the past. A bedikah that's done now to establish Shiva Nikiyim, such a bedikah is to make sure that she's not bleeding now. Now, it's an Eitz HaTaiva. If there's dam in the vagina, to catch it, get it out now, so that you won't catch it the next day, you won't know when it came out. But in Shuras HaDin, the Chiyah Bedikah is not a Chiyah B'chor Nubistakim. It doesn't need the same level of carefulness. You just have to know that she's not bleeding now. My nafkamina.
What?
So my nafkamina, so Rabbi Kivager says, it's a big nafkamina. Let's say you have a woman who didn't do a good bedikah. She did a bedikah, was no good. But she inserted a meich dachuk. But she inserted it all the way to the cervix. She was careful to insert it all the way up, so that if anything would come out, she would catch it. So min adin, that's good enough. Now I say min adin, we teach women they should do all bedikas before mistaken. And Rabbi Kivager says maybe the bedikah doesn't reach all the way up to the uterus. Something will drip out that you won't catch. But min adin, if a person put in a lech dachuk before laila properly all the way up to the piyamakar, to the cervix. And there are women who are become bikiyim. Depends a lot on the physiology, on how low the uterus hangs down as women get older. But if she knows that there was a meich dachuk till the piyamakar, then that's really good enough. It's never good enough for a bedika. Bedikas need a wipe, b'chor nubistakin. But here, we just have to catch what comes out. So really, it's good enough, so Rabbi Kivager, if the meich dachuk was put in all the way up, the way it's supposed to be, then that's really good enough. Because in the lumdis, this is a very different bedika.
How can you not have been done of Shabbat, the Kohen stocking?
I can't be mafkin. If I find dam, I'm stuck. I can't be mafkin. But if I find no dam, it's a chiddush that this bedika is going to that this meftach is going to be good enough for a hefsek tara, which is a chiddush which we don't really allow unless there was a wipe, because we're afraid that it wasn't inserted all the way in. But no. If she finds dam, there's no nafkamina. But if she doesn't find dam, normally, I would say she needs a bedikah mabayyai. She doesn't really need here a bedikah mabayyai. She only needs to make sure nothing is coming out to be mazakamayana sasam. Okay, now, if she has a maka, we're going to have to learn about that. A maka hamuzik lahitzi dam. If a woman knows she has a maka, doctor told you, a maka that's bleeding, we're toiling dam in that maka. The question will be, we're going to get to it, so how does she do hefsek tara? She has a maka. All right, it's not dam neither. But what does she do? She's going to get blood every time. So we will get to that. That's part
you
of the
say that, by the way, if you say
in lumdis, a person can't use it without a head turban.
The hefsek tara is zikha better. Zikha is zikha better because it's more thorough. So
it's
just the first
you
use the
bedikah
itself
if
it's thorough, and
that,
it
would have
the
maftochik.
That's for sure.
You don't have to do a maftochik. You have to do a bedikah. I'm just saying, if you didn't do the bedikah,
according to the
Rajba, the Rajba adds maftochik. He doesn't.
He didn't get
the chumrah on. So Rabbi Kivager says Akash. He explains because we're afraid the maftochik is not inserted all the way up.
So
therefore, we're worried that it's leaking out now, but you're not catching it. Rabbi Kibeg is masba that. Why don't we just say do a maich dachu lechatchila? Because we're afraid if the maich is not all the way up. So if blood is leaking out of the uterus now, she's only going to catch it on the prizda, on the walls of the prizda.
So therefore, and all this is even though you're a day where she could have been in that morning. She could have bled that morning, but it comes.
Right? That morning, she could have bled a minute ago. As long as now, she's not.
How often does she do it? She does it the last day? Does she do the first day that came?
This is right before the first day. So we're talking about the Hefsek Tara. Before she counts Shiva Nekiyim, this is to establish the beginning. She has to get one clean Bedika before nightfall.
So what? Is not enough without the Bedika of the day?
In Lamdis, a Meich is enough. Lamaisa, we tell people they have to do a Bedika Mechorin of Mistakin. Because we're afraid, that's what Rikki Vegas says, we're afraid the Meich wasn't inserted properly. But in the Lamdis of it, and there could be cases where a Rav will decide it's enough, it really would be enough to if it's inserted all the way up. That's what Rikki Vegas says.
Why do you need Bein HaShmash? What's the
you need the reason you need before Bein HaShmash is you have to know that Mayana was sosum before Bein HaShmash. Now you don't have to know it then. If a woman does a bedika and it's dark and she looks at it in the morning, it doesn't matter when she finds out. But you have to know the first minute of night that the Mayan stopped bleeding.
What? When she make a bedika?
If she does a bedika before nightfall,
so
the moich dachuk afterwards, in most cases, and Sif Beis will have an exception, in most cases the moich dachuk is a chumra, to know that when the day switched from day this day to the next day, that it was mayana sas. That's the chumra of the Rajba, and not that way lechatchila. The young women especially, who tend to irritate easily, when I learn a chassanim, I told them never to do a moich dachuk 2 days in a row. Sometimes they do a moich dachuk after 5 days, and then they bleed the next day. To never do a moich dachuk 2 days in a row, because it tends to irritate, and it's not, it's a lechatchila. You get an irritation, then you stop bleeding, it's going to be you'll have to rely on other coolers. It's better to rely on this.
Because you're going to do it the next day anyway.
What?
The Maif
Dacha has to do with establishing Mayana was Sosum at the first minute of this day. It shows it was Sosum during the previous day.
Right.
The Schumra is to know the first minute of the new day that it's still Sosum. And it's a little complicated. The question of Mayana Pesuach is the Ramon Sif Yud and the Gra there, because we're going to learn later that till 3 days is not really Mayana Sosum. It's a little more complicated. You have to wait till Sif Yud. You have to wait till Sif Yud. The Moich is to know the first minute of the new day, Mayana was Sosum. That's what it's for.
This is Pasha, but why does one time establish a Chazaka according to Rikiva when you do the check and there's no downtime?
Because Chazaka doesn't mean 3 times. There's such a thing as Cheskes Gimel Pan, but Chazaka is a rule. We assume things didn't change. Now, however things are, they didn't change. If a person was alive yesterday, you assume he's alive today. The Chazaka doesn't mean 3 times.
It was dumb. It was bleeding the previous day, so in order to establish no bleeding,
right.
Once is enough. Just to
that's right. Then we assume that's the Chazaka to Meikara. We assume that things didn't change. Okay, the word Chazaka is used for many, many different things.
So Shachris may be good enough. Shachris Alois or Shachris Anates?
Shachris Alois Nates, even the night before. It depends how many days in it is. And we're going to see that in Sif Beis shortly.
So,
for
one sense, then the Meich is where they would be Mekel.
We'll Mekel on a Meich for a person who has irritation, any irritation. We'll Mekel on a Meich, with an exception, which we're still going to see Sif Beis and Shachvav. We're going to see a couple of exceptions. But generally, in almost all cases, Lamaisa, we'll Mekel on a Meich if there's any Cheshash irritation. Now, here, the Ramah brings a fascinating Trumas Hadeshin. This is an issue that people talk about without knowing Makairis. And let me tell you what the Trumas Hadeshin is about. It's a Shas Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is about somebody who davens Maariv early, Mabaid Yaim. In Brooklyn, most people, at least among the Ashkenazim, don't daven Maariv before Shkia except Erev Shabbos. But really, this could come up any day. A person davens Maariv before plag, This says before Laila, you have to apply.
This Sfaradim
do it in general. Some people who go on flights, they get on a plane at 8 o'clock, so they feel they'd rather daven Maariv, make a minyan at the airport with plug, and have a normal minyan, better than have a headache on the plane. So the issue is, a person daven Maariv early. Now obviously the Shaila has two cases, if it's a Yom Chayil or a Yom Shabbos. But the Chumash Hadesh is not talking about Shabbos as opposed to Chayil. Hem b'chayil, hem b'shabbos. If you daven Maariv early, are you still permitted to make a Hefsek Tahara B'dika? Are you still allowed? Or you say, no, it's night, you daven Maariv.
Who daven Maariv? The woman daven Maariv?
Assuming either the woman or the community. Okay? The Shach didn't talk about whether he means... Let's just say the community daven, the woman daven, everyone... Now, is it night or not? We'll get to your opinion in a minute. The Chumash Hadeshen holds. You're safe either way. The Chumash Hadeshen has a chiddush. Chumash Hadeshen says that once Maariv is davened, too late. You can't make Hefsek Tahara. The same tshuva he writes. For Avelus, the same thing. Someone davened Maariv early, and then he has a shmua that he lost a relative, and the relative is buried. Not buried anyway, Avelus doesn't stop. But Shmua, they buried a relative. So he wants to count Shiva. Chumash Hadeshen said, once you daven Maariv, the Shiva starts from the next day.
What about
Sfira? We'll get to Sfira. The Chumash Hadeshen talks about Hefsek Tahara, about Shiva, and about Bris Mila. Once you daven Maariv early, and then your wife gave birth, it's still Mabai Yayim. When do you do the Bris?
He says,
that doesn't work that way. Brismila, the baby's born by day. What's the difference? You daven Maariv. What's the difference? So the Losh of Chumash Hadeshen is, Brismila, a birth is from Shemayim. Birth, God causes people to give birth. It's from Shemayim, it depends on whether it's day or night, Klapi Shemaya Galia. Hefsek Tahara and Avelus is the person. It's an individualized thing. So since that doesn't, it's not Kalman HaShemayim, it's when the person does his Hefsek Tahara, when the person hears his Shmua, so then it depends on the individual, and it goes according to Maariv.
So
you're right. It doesn't sound that way from the Rebbeinu Yonah, but this is what it says in Shmua Sadesh. Shmua Sadesh holds that way. But Lagabi, this what we're discussing now, Maariv? Or Lagabi? There's really no maximum, because you remember you could do the B'dikah by day also.
The
so there's no maximum. But normally we figure after plag, or half an hour before to do the B'dikah. Lagabi Maariv, though, you can only dive a Maariv from plag. You can't dive a Maariv earlier than plag anyway. And that's something I forgot to announce this year. Every year I announce that people should be careful when you go to an early minyan Friday, that the women shouldn't light neiris. Women are used to lighting neiris before her husband goes. If a woman lights Shabbos neiris before plag, it's a brach levatala. You have to light again. You have to light again because you can't make Shabbos. If somebody davens with the 7 o'clock minyan now, they're still safe. But we had a 6 o'clock plag minyan. The plag was, let's say 10 after 6. So we had a 6 o'clock mincha. So the woman shouldn't light. I tell, when I daven with that minyan, I tell my wife to light. I add the 13 minutes of banish mushes after plag. I tell her to light, like 6:23 or whatever it is. She should light around when her husband says Kabbalah Shabbos. What? It's not clear. Pashtus, yes. She has to light for husband's Kabbalah. But Ramesha has a tshuva. Ramesha has a tshuva who says that only if the husband does it out chumra. A woman is meshubit to her husband's chumras. Not meshubit to her husband's conveniences. So it says in halacha, when a husband's a Kabbalah Shabbos, the wife should be a Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Ramesha writes in the tshuva that's a woman's meshubit to her husband's chumras. A man wants to make early Shabbos out chumra, a woman's meshubit. But if a man doesn't make early Shabbos to Sechumras, he's doing it convenient.
He doesn't do it all year.
So such a person, Ramesh, the woman is not Meshubit to her husband's Kabbalah. Now, look at Chila, a woman should light when it was a Kabbal. According to Rav Moshe, that's right. If the husband comes home, it'll be okay. Now, look at Chila, you tried. The Mishmur doesn't sound like Rav Moshe. It doesn't sound like he holds like Rav Moshe. The Mishmur is just talking about everyone's doing it on Chumra. But that's what, anyway, you know, usually we daven very close. We hug the plug. We daven usually 10 minutes before plug. Time in Chizol is usually 15 minutes. Until you get to Mizpah Shem HaShabbos, it's usually another 10 minutes. What? Yeah, I'm giving a short window. But I wanted to light after this man. I have this kasha on the Velt. The Velt has an absolute plug. We're going to go off topic, but the Velt has an absolute time for plug. It would seem to me that the first between 9 and 30 minutes of plug is reckoned from Shkia. But remember, Shkia, even like the Gra, is only Suffolk Laila till after Ben Hashmashis. So it would seem to me that you need those extra few minutes. The truth is, when I used to write the calendar upstairs, I used to do plug my way. I used to do plug. We used to start davening 2-3 minutes before the printed plug. So I wanted that we shouldn't start the chunaranda until after the 30 minutes after plug. But everybody got upset because they looked at calendars and we're diving 3 minutes before plug. So the Velt holds plug is plug. And once, if I have a chance, I'll give a share on this man. There's what to talk about, but we're getting off topic. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Wait, the Trumas Hadeshin. Well, I want to go back to Trumas Hadeshin. The other is Manim Shilas we'll talk about. Again, just the Trumas Hadeshin says three demons. He says, Shiva, Hefsekara, Yidavamarev, it's night, even during the week. Pliyadikachidj. And he says, Mashaeke, Brismila, that goes when the baby's born. That is another Trumas Hadeshin, which is brought in the Tfilin Simon Lamed, about someone who didn't have Tfilin. And he didn't put on Tfilin that day. And he davened an early Marev, and then they bring Tfilin. And he says he's not allowed to put on Tfilin. Even though it's still Mabayid Yayim. If you go to that shul in Borough Park, they're still davening Shachris, probably, and what's it called? But he was davening the early Marev. He can't put on Tfilin. That seems to be like we're Makel. Like really, we should be Makel. We should have to put on Tfilin.
The Taz
I'll get to 1 second. Good. But anyway, this is the Trumas Hadeshin sheet. The Trumas Hadeshin says that if you make early Marev, even during the week, you can't do Mitzvah Hayayim anymore. And we'll talk about Sfir Saimer and the Shach in a minute. But it's too late. That's his sheet. He says, Bismillah is different. What? By Laila, you now put on tefillin. It's Xer, it's Shem Yishim Behem. He daven Marav already.
What about Avelis? Avelis go to Kula, don't you?
It's amazing. Avelis, we normally go to Kula, and here we're Mechel.
What?
Oh, so the onset of the blood here with Mekel, because you already reckon in a Bein Hashmosh's day for Suffolk day.
Right?
Well,
Mekel.
Then
we'll say it's Friday.
It's Friday. Even though he doesn't matter. Because we already counted the 5 days of the onset. Right. Now, you're allowed to.
You put it on the shul,
the Gemara talks, the Gemara, the beginning of 10th Perek in Erevin, has four Ibayis Eivis. The one Ibayis Eivis, he mechavim behed yishlo l'shei mitzvah. The Gemara asks, you're not putting fill on Shabbos. Forget about now, you're not putting fill on Shabbos. So Gemara has a number of terutzim. Yeah. No, but it has nothing to do with the other. We're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about a weekday. So let's say the woman davened and the shul davened. No, we didn't say it's dependent on the husband here. It says in Mispalua Kol Arvis, the community davened married. So she's included in the Kahal. It's not like Brooklyn, we have all minyanim. It doesn't say she follows her husband here. It says the community davened. She davened. Yeah, community is no shaila. if the community is Mekabel Shabbos, the truth is, anyway. Leave it now, I don't want to get sidetracked. What's called the community? In Brooklyn, there's no community. But Feivel Cohen has a shita that a shul can't have a few minyanim. A kila has to have one. So he made a rule, and his shul is only one minyan. So what everyone do? They go to other shuls to daven. So Feivel's right. Community is a community. But no one's part of a community here. You daven where you want, when you want, how you want, and that's it. For the better or the worse, that's the fact. That's what it sounds like in Shulman Sadesh. Let me finish. The Ogur B'Shei Maril, and today we have Tshuvas Maril. So we have the Maril in the number of Tshuvas, but the Beis Yosef calls it Ogur B'Shei Maril. The Ogur B'Shei Maril disagrees. And he says that Mariv has nothing to do with night. And here in Shul, we plan to stop Brachis in about 3 weeks in the Shabbos afternoon shir, the first parrot. If you look at Rabbeinu Yaina, it sounds that way. Mariv doesn't have anything to do with night. You're allowed to daven Mariv by Yom. Shabbos might be different, but you're allowed to daven Mariv by Yom. It's not that it's night. And the Ogur argues that it's not so, that the davening an early Mariv does not change, not Hifsektara, not Tfilin, none of these dinim are affected, even Sfira Saimer. Someone davening an early Mariv, he says you can daven Sri Simon, it's still that day, it's still the 12th day, the previous day. That's the opinion of the Ogur. And the Ogur, B'Shei Maril, we'll call it the Maril. Now, what? Of the previous day. If it's still before Shkia, you can say the previous. So let's see it inside. What? And there's no Tati the Sasri because. There's no stira between davening Maariv early and counting Sfira. Because if you're davening Maariv, you're saying it's still Friday. Well, I don't want to talk about Shabbos, talk about Shabbos separately. It's still Tuesday. I'm davening Maariv on Tuesday. You're allowed to daven Maariv on Tuesday. People don't know, you know, the din is you're allowed to make Havdalah Shabbos after Plag. Without a Nair. You're allowed to make Havdalah Shabbos. I once in my life told someone to do it. His wife was in labor, and it was very close to Shabbos. He wasn't sure. She didn't go to the hospital. She waited till after Shabbos. I told him, you go to the hospital. But before you leave the house, make Havdalah. You're not going to make Havdalah. It was after Plag. So make Havdalah, take a kais without Nairis. Don't do Malacha. But make Havdalah, because you can make Havdalah by Yai. So, anyway, forgetting Abdullah, I keep on getting sidetracked. We're talking about a weekday early Maariv. My point from Abdullah is that it's still Shabbos. Plag doesn't mean it's ois the day. It just means you need samuch lalayla. And you can do it mevayya. Now, this is Shittah. Let's learn it inside. And here, we're going to end up with a riddle as to how we pass. And the way we pass in here will be clear. Let's see it inside in the Ramah. Yesh Aymrim, im ispalalu hakohol arvis, if the community daven mariv, voir ayayim gadol, and it's still bebay yayim, eino yechayla livdaik oz, lilbaish levanim, ulahascha limnois biyayim amachras, meyachar dakahal kvar osu oisai laila. Shumasadesh shita is, yedaven mariv early, you're declaring it's night, for the halachic reasons that are personal to you, tefillin, and hefsektara, and avelus, all of that.
Krishma.
Not lakula. I don't know lakula, I think it's Krishma. The yeshayimrim, dimutter, afilu osu akol Shabbos. The ogre is the first one to mention Shabbos. He says it's mutter, even if the community was already mekabel Shabbos. How do we paskin? V'noyagin lechatchila lizoyer, but b'di'eved, if she didn't make efsetara, she ain't lachush with not chayshish for the chumas hadeshen. Umitzas noshim noyagai. Some women, 1 minute. Some women are noyig. She imposka kaidim baruchu. If she made efsetara to be chayshish for chumas hadeshen early, because ralirais kesa maidam taichimei svirasa, and she sees dam again. In this kalkula, and if she had a kilkul later, So there it's like a bidiyeved. The choshvin davazel diyeved v'limchas biyadam ki kein kimlu meiz achacham shayroland v'minig vasikin. As he's saying, is really dick is not like the trumas hadeshim. So then machmir like the trumas hadeshim lechatchila. But if it became complicated, if she tried to make efsek tar and she bled again, so then we're saymach on the ikar adin not to be matriacha two times. And so what's the din? The din is you try to do a bedika before, and if you missed it, you do a bedika afterwards. Look in shach dalit, it's a pastor in. Dalit, afilu also akol Shabbos, because that toisefes, that added time, has no shayches to dinei nida. V'tzorech chav dalet shoyes. For dinei nida, a day is 24 hours. Nothing to do with being makabel. V'cheinisa b'perek nara, v'tais divar amasla damasala b'shavas v'yamtiv. V'chein yeshrayim esfir saimer. D'loy chashvina l'layla, listen to this, afilu b'erev Shabbos. The Taisa Shabbos Dairaisa, even our Shabbos, we're adding to Shabbos the Mitzvah Dairaisa, still, you can count Svira after you davened at the early minyan, you davened Marev, and you say, they announce, don't forget to count tonight. You think to yourself, don't forget tonight, I forgot last night. You can still count if it's before Shkia from the prior day. V'chein, Mechilas Matzu, Pesach V'sukkah. And also, you make early yontif. You can't make a bracha on matzah, on sukkah, on carbon pesach. Okay. Now, in fact, this is all the language of the maril is important, which we're going to see in a minute.
But we don't hold that.
But it comes out we do hold that way. You can't eat matzah by yom. You have to eat when it's vade laila. You can't eat matzah by yom. From the fact that you can't eat matzah when you make early yontif is a raya that making early doesn't change the day. Yeah. Mashma midvarav v'bekol hanon rayis dava pishes palalehi gam kein vasas Shabbos mutter. Even not only the kahal, but she herself davened narev. She was mekabel Shabbos, and she l'neiris even that she still could, according to the agor, could still count svira, do efsek tara, etc. Now the parentheses chidas echem ha'gdaylam mitshuvah sheim tshuvas eshu sham plus bayarbis muter ayn sham tshuvas eshu. So Hashem himself brings that it was echem ha'gdaylam who argued. Ulefizeh mashakosav aram afilu osa akol Shabbos hachikam afilu osa akol gam kein Shabbos v'gamhi. Even though they all made Shabbos, this is the shita of the Ogur. Vagoin of Imay Rizal, the Shach doesn't quote his father very often. Here he quotes him like kosav kein b'tshuvah. And because of the le'arav and mispal lehi arvis in lachal for the avik, for kamas v'sim shenayin ayansham. The shita of the father of the shach is that no, the Ramah is only talking with the community made ma'ariv, not with she made ma'ariv. If she made ma'ariv, everyone is ma'ida to the chumra of the trumas hadeshim. Now here I want to stop and explain where the shach's father is coming from. We have two bumps in the road in this rule. The rule is nice and smooth in all the halachas I mentioned so far. The Trumas Hadeshim holds Arvis is Laila. The only exception he mentioned is Bris Mila. We paskin that way. You look at Luchas Bris Mila. There's no machlaikis by Mila. If the baby's born by Yayim, you count from that day. No machlaikis. And the Ogur holds Davening Mariv, even Shabbos, doesn't change anything. That is a problem. The problem is, the Ramah paskins like the Ogur. What about the Beis Yosef? If you look in the Beis Yosef, he brings the Trumas Hadeshim first, and he brings the Maril. You all know that the Trumas that Beis Yosef doesn't always bring the Maril. But here he brings the Maril second, and that's how he ends. And since the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't bring the Trumas Hadeshim, the assumption is the Beis Yosef paskins, like the Ramah paskins, like the Maril. Ramah says the Chatzilah b'chayish the Trumas Hadeshim, and Beis Yosef doesn't say it. The problem is that the Beis Yosef himself in Hilchis Avelus paskins l'chumra, usually by Avelus u'nekel. He says if a person davened Marav early and then had a shmua kroiva, he found out some relative of his buried, the previous day doesn't count for the shiva. What's going on here? He's passing like the Chumas Hadeshen, not by Efsitara, and not by Efsitara, and truth is, Kamat nowhere else. By Shofar also, it says that if the Shofar comes after you don't have a Shofar the first day of Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah, and the Shofar comes after Ma'ariv, it's still day, you blow Shofar. Because we don't really pass like the Chumas Hadeshen. Yet, by Avelus of all places, we're machmir, that if you daven Ma'ariv, Avelus starts from the next day, you don't make it. Why? So the Shach's father says, not a stira. Here we're talking, the community made early, but not the person himself. The community made an early Shabbos, an early Ma'ariv, but not the person himself. The Shach's father says, if he himself daven Ma'ariv, he himself made early Shabbos, that's a different story.
What would he say about Sphere?
That's a different story.
So about Sphere, he wouldn't agree with the Sphere.
About Sphere also wouldn't agree if he himself.
Right.
Now, the halach is not like the Shach's father. The Shach himself argues with it. The Chachmas Adam brings this Chumrah. And then he says, Kfar Nagu, we're Mekel straight like the Ogur. And we're Mekel that until night it's not night. And pretty much our halacha l'mais is across the board that making an early Ma'ariv or an early Shabbos almost across the board is still that day. The Gra here involved brings a rule, a very nice one. It's a Gemara in Brachas Chav Zayin. Rav Tzoli shall er Shabbos, shall Shabbos bear of Shabbos. It seems Rav was the first one that started early Minyanim. Gemara says, Rav Tzoli shall Shabbos bear of Shabbos. Rav made an early Minyanim. So the Gemara says his Talmidim got together and they asked him a Shaila. So you're davening early Shabbos. What about Kiddush? Are we allowed to make Kiddush before Shkia? Before nightfall? Or for Kiddush, maybe you have to wait till nightfall. So Rav answered them, Kiddush also. What's Pshat in the Gemara? So what the Talmidim asked Rav is the Machloikas, the Chumas Hadeshen and the Ogur. The Talmidim asked Rav, you're making early Shabbos by davening Ma'ariv early. Is that still Friday? Kiddush is a mitzvah on Shabbos. For Kiddush, do we have to wait for the night? Or no, when you make it early, it's really early. So he said you can make Kiddush early. So the Gross says in Vav, take a look. Ayin Taisis Ksubis, Psachim, Brachas Chav Zayin of Beis, Yibayelu, Ayim Kedusha, Ayim Ravdala, are you allowed to make Kiddush early, Havdol early on Shabbos. Bechlau, the Lishar Devorim, the Lishayach L'Shabbos, Vadei Lav Lailahu. For Dinei Shabbos, where there's a place of Shabbos, Dairaisa. For Hilchis Shabbos, if you make it early, it's Shabbos. But it's not Pshat, it's the Yom HaShvi. Pshat is it's Yom HaShishi. And there's a halacha of Taisa Shabbos. You could pull Kedusha Shabbos into Friday. So it's still Friday. It's still Friday, but you can pull Kedusha Shabbos early, and it's still Friday. If you got to say the Yom, you say Yom Shishi b'Shabbos. But for you, it's Shabbos. L'inyan is Shabbos. The Torah gives you a power to pull Kedusha Shabbos back. But it's up to Grah for nothing else. Everything else across the board, things that are not totally in Hilchah Shabbos, there, this doesn't apply.
The Chumrah
at
eating.
What?
For Yom Tov, it doesn't work.
Tais Yom Tov doesn't work. It's kamat not a nafkamina because the Xeris HaKosav, you need Vadei Laila by Shavuos and by Matzah, and Sukkos is Ishkis Tezvav Tezvav. Shavuos says Betzem Hayom Hazeh. It says Betzem Hayom. What?
Shavuos.
Yom Tov Achrayim. Okay, but Yom Tov Achrayim, now they get to Sukkot and Matzah because Chol Moed is anyway. There's no chi of simcha. Okay.
Are
women allowed to daven mincha after hadlakas neres? Among Avraham, in Hilchos Shabbos, is mesupik if women could daven mincha after hadlaka. So it's a very strange. I'll tell you what the psak of Mishabura. Mishabura brings the Magen Avraham is mesupik if women could daven mincha after they light. Says, but men could zicha daven mincha if a man is lighting, he zicha could daven mincha afterwards. That's what he says. So it sounds like in the Ikar Adin, it's like the Gross says, he could zichadav and chayef tadlokas neiros. Why can you be more mesufi by women than by men? It seems it has to do with minig anoshim. The meaning of the Noshim is that without Laka, it's a full-fledged Shabbos. Because he says men could do it. Now, Grada, I tell men who light every week that they should try to daven Mincha early. Because to be Saimach on some, that's Chulukei Deis in the Makar every week, week after week, I don't know. But it happens to me occasionally that I have to daven, that I light Neiris, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so I say, okay, all right, so Malachi, you can make it, we hope you can make it tonight.
The women don't.
Women don't drive. Right. That's not the Mishnah Berurah's reason. That's not the Mishnah Berurah's reason.
The woman should not.
I tell my wife, if she doesn't have mincha before, she should light candles and then daven Maariv. She doesn't always daven Maariv. And it'll be a teshuvah for mincha if it needs to be.
I was told that if she didn't daven mincha before she lit candles, she should have it at night, but she daven kol shabbos.
Okay. All right. Rebbe,
is the chumrah that we say that you should eat, if you kol shabbos early, that you should eat pot?
The Gra's learning, so the Trumas Hadesha doesn't agree that Rav argues with him. But the Trumas Hadesha learned Pshat in the Gemara that Rav's answer, he can make Kiddush by Yayim, is universal. That for everything, it's already the next day. That's how Trumas Hadesha will learn. Shavuot Hadesh to learn, the Gra's learning that only Ladine Shabbos it's a Taisa Shabbos. That's how the Gra learns. That's how the Shavuot Hadesh learns. That's for everything.
Early. No,
he brings it.
He brings it. Chacham Echad. He argues on the Chacham Echad. But at least we see that there was such a Chacham in the generation of Shavuot Hadesh who held that way. So. That's what we're talking about the whole time. The machlokes, the Trumas Hadeshen holds that you can't do it anymore. If you daven Maariv, you can't do it anymore. Right. She wants to daven Maariv. She'll do it after, right?
So about the Suda on
Shabbos. So I should mention that again, it's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings that even if you make an early Shabbos, a Kazayas pass, you should eat after Lila. That's what Magen Avraham means from the Shlach Kaddish. But it's based on Kabbalistic ideas. I don't know. The Gra is going to hold that way. The Gra holds that it seems to hold this way. It may be that for Shalosh Sudais, there's an idea that on a Yom Chayil you eat two meals, and Shabbos eat a third meal. Now that has to do with doing different than your practice. Normal people, well today I don't eat three meals, but normal people ate two meals a day. So they ate a meal in the evening and a meal by day. So if you can make early Shabbos and eat a meal, so that's your Friday meal as far as the physical desire to eat. So it could be that's the reason for the Shlach. We don't know reasons. The Shlach Kaddish has a lot of Kabbalistic ideas. But the Magen Avraham brings it. He says you should be careful to eat a Kazayas when it's night. But anyway, be that as it may, this is. Now I'm going to leave you with sort of a riddle, which is everybody asks. But we have that the Trumas Hadeshen is sort of the curiosity. Is it Das Yachid? Trumas Hadeshen holds that if you daven early Maariv, and certainly early Shabbos, it's already the next day. And the Ikka Din is like the Maril, Sai like the Vesyaisa, Sai like the Ramah. The Ikka is like the Maril, and according to the Maril, the it's still day until night comes. Now the Kasha here, which is asked by everybody, is why in Hilchas Tefillin, Siman Lamed Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says that if you daven early Maariv and they bring tefillin, you should not put on tefillin. That is the Trumas Hadeshen. And it's a Trumas Hadeshen Tzitzit Bilakula. Because really, putting on tefillin is a mitzvah. Say, don't put on tefillin. And it's worse, the Taz explains it and seems to agree. And then the Taz in Tuf Reish has the Shaila, same exact Shaila, you daven early Maariv and a Shaifer came. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, you had no Shaifer. Daven early Maariv and now a Shaifer arrived. So he says you shouldn't blow shofar. So why should tefillin be the one lone man out? Like tefillin is the lone man out. Tefillin We're passing like Shumas Hadesh, and Ramah doesn't argue. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings that everybody argues. That all the Achrayim, the later Achrayim, all say, what do you mean? We don't pass like Shumas Hadesh. If you get tefillin after you daven Maariv, you can still put on tefillin for that day. However, what? What was your intention?
It's a whole war.
Oh, he's not talking about Shabbos. He's talking about a weekday. You daven early. He's not talking about Shabbos. Yeah. So that is sort of something of a riddle as to why tefillin should be different. But be that as it may, so we learned today the 5 and the 7, the idea of the Baichtachuk and this Ramah. Remind me, the last three lines of this Shach are something of a Kiddush. And Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to get to Sifay's, the one case where a Baichtachuk is Ikra Adim. Yitzhak Hashem.